Proclamation number 2142B of 7th of November, 1941. Heavenly bodies. Spiritual and earthly substance. There is nothing in the universe that does not have its origin in God. Consequently, everything must proclaim the divine wisdom, that's to say, it must correspond to a plan designed by God in His wisdom. So nothing is useless in space, though it may appear to man. Now the heavenly bodies correspond to their purpose exactly like the earth, although they are designed differently. Everything in the universe gives the still unfree spiritual possibility to develop to the height. That is the only purpose of any work of creation. But now there is by no means to accept that therefore all works of creation exist from the same substance, so that only the earthly substance, the matter, can be the admission station of the undeveloped spiritual, because this assumption would imply that everything in the universe is from the same earthly substance. It would also require that all the stars were inhabited by the same beings, by people, but this always means a persistence in the same state, that's to say in the undeveloped state lifelessness, meaning inaction. It would also mean constant darkness, and so should be all the stars' lightless creations. But the higher developed beings would feel this creation as unbearable compulsion, for they would find no receiving willing beings for their output of light. So the pursuit of God would never find fulfillment, if the being would not be released from his earthbound condition and would come into free regions, where an action without cover of compulsion is possible. So also creations must exist, which mean no compulsion for the being. But every earthly substance is a compulsion for the spiritual therein. Consequently, this must be eliminated, and there must be creations that can only be explained purely spiritual, because they are only purely spiritual substance. They exist, but not visible to the human eye, but perceptible only with the spiritual eye. Therefore they are to be regarded as spiritual creations, which means they can be beheld only after the earthly life, that they contain the spiritual beings who have traveled the earthly life and should develop higher. But the state of repentance of the beings is different, consequently the creations must be different, which now serve the beings to stay. Amen.